Would you buy a new car from this company? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. If you people don't start buying cars soon, the U.S. auto industry is going to start disappearing. 1,000 dealerships closed already. Sales down 32% from a year ago. GM planning to close 4 plants at stock below $4 a share. President-elect Obama, according to Democratic sources, wants President Bush to bail out GM before it goes bankrupt, because if it does, that could mean 2.5 million additional layoffs. But how exactly would a bailout work? People don't want big cars. They want cars that get more than 30 miles a gallon, and American car companies won't have a lot of those until next year. Meanwhile, foreign car companies like Honda, Toyota, Volkswagen, and Kia are opening new plants here and in Canada, which will be able to build lots of cars getting more than 30 miles a gallon, and build them without the same union rules and healthcare costs that GM has to live with. So the result of a bailout would be to keep GM building cars it probably won't be able to make any money on. Of course, the really strange thing about all this is that some of the same members of Congress who now want to bail out the U.S. auto industry are the ones who for years told the government to quit forcing Detroit to build high-mileage cars. It'd be too expensive. It would cost jobs. Now they want subsidies so that Detroit can build high-mileage cars. Of course, high-mileage or not, America just doesn't want more cars right now. In fact, based on the 8% increase in sales just reported, what America really wants is the McDonald's Southern-style chicken sandwich. But that might require quite a bit of retooling, I'm afraid. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.